Preface. The full fruit of a labor of love lives in the harvest, and that always comes in its right season. The material for this book was drawn from the personal experiences of addicts within the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. This basic text is based on an outline derived from our white book, Narcotics Anonymous. The first eight chapters are based on the topic headings in the white book and carry the same title. A ninth chapter has been included just for today, as well as a tenth chapter, More Will Be Revealed. Following is a brief history of the book. Narcotics Anonymous was formed in July 1953, with the first meeting held in Southern California. The fellowship grew erratically, but quickly spread to various parts of the United States. From the beginning, the need was evident for a book on recovery to help strengthen the fellowship. The white book, Narcotics Anonymous, was published in 1962. The fellowship still had little structure, however, and the 1960s were a period of struggle. Membership grew rapidly for a time and then began to decline. The need for more specific direction was readily apparent. NA demonstrated its maturity in 1972 when a World Service Office, WSO, was opened in Los Angeles. The WSO has brought the needed unity and sense of purpose to the fellowship. The opening of the WSO brought stability to the growth of the fellowship. Today, there are recovering addicts in thousands of meetings all across the United States and in many foreign countries. Today, the World Service Office truly serves a worldwide fellowship. Narcotics Anonymous has long recognized the need for a complete basic text on addiction, a book about addicts, by addicts, and for addicts. This effort was strengthened after the formation of WSO with the publication of the NA Tree, a pamphlet on service work. This pamphlet was the original service manual of the fellowship. It has been followed by subsequent and more comprehensive volumes, and now the NA Service Manual. The manual outlined a service structure that included a World Service Conference, WSC. The WSC, in turn, included a literature committee. With the encouragement of WSO, several members of the Board of Trustees and the conference, work began. As the cry for literature, particularly a comprehensive text, became more widespread, the WSC Literature Committee developed. In October 1979, the first World Literature Conference was held in Wichita, Kansas, followed by conferences in Lincoln, Nebraska, Memphis, Tennessee, Santa Monica, California, Warren, Ohio, and Miami, Florida. The WSC Literature Subcommittee, working in conference and as individuals, has collected hundreds of pages of material from members and groups throughout the fellowship. This material has been laboriously cataloged, edited, assembled, dismembered, and reassembled. Dozens of area and regional representatives working with the literature committee have dedicated thousands of man-hours to produce the work presented here. But more importantly, those members have conscientiously sought to ensure a group-conscious text. In keeping with the spirit of anonymity, we, the WSC Literature Subcommittee, feel it appropriate to express our special gratitude and appreciation to the fellowship as a whole, especially the many who contributed material for inclusion in the book. We feel that this book is a synthesis of the collective group conscious of the fellowship and that every single idea submitted is included in the work in some form or another. This volume is intended as a textbook for every addict seeking recovery. As addicts, we know the pain of addiction, but we also know the joy of recovery we have found in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. We believe the time has come to share our recovery in written form with all who desire what we have found. Appropriately, this book is devoted to informing every addict. Just for today, you never have to use again. Therefore, with gratitude in our recovery, we dedicate our NA book to the loving service of our higher power. that through the development of a conscious contact with God, no addict seeking recovery need die without a chance to find a better way of life. We remain trusted servants in gratitude and loving service. Literature Subcommittee, World Service Conference, Narcotics Anonymous. We cannot change the nature of the addict or addiction. We can help to change the old lie, once an addict, always an addict, by striving to make recovery more available. God, help us to remember this difference.